Okay, I have decided with Paige Beckers in town that I am going to fully embrace the WNBA. And so I have decided.
This is such a bit.
To play WNBA fantasy basketball. So yesterday I got in a draft and I wanted to bounce my team off of you guys because.
Who'd you get in the draft with? Oh, it was just online?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if I've, because I don't know a ton about the WNBA, so I don't know if I've built a good roster or not.
Okay.
So I'd like to bounce, whoa. Oh my gosh, I'm just, whoa. I am sorry, but I'm being hit with like a stomach bug. Golly, I feel awful. I think I'm coming down with maybe bad acting. I'm not sure.
You look like you got a bad acting fever over
bad
there.
Bad case of bad acting.
I think I've got to step out of the studio if you guys don't mind. I
guess we'll take over.
I think I might have to throw up or something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, if you guys can handle it.
There goes
I guess
Junior.
Just place space people or some sort of music.
Well,
just,
or you and I could continue doing a talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. What is
He's
this?
He's an advocate for transportation and communication systems, power plants, and schools.
Oh, not this
a
guy.
A freedom fighter for fundamental facilities. It's Infrastructure Man.
Infrastructure Man. He's back.
The least exciting superhero of all time.
Behold, it is I, Infrastructure Man. I help towns, cities, townships, countries, nations, continents, hemispheres, planets, solar systems. Well, you get the idea.
Just as long as it's not municipalities.
I help them with their infrastructure problems. Let's face it. Infrastructure is a boring topic until you hit that pothole or drive off that broken bridge. Then everybody wants to talk about it.
Got a point there.
Infrastructure.
I'm a superhero the likes of which you've never seen. I can fly, commercial, usually coach.
Well, anybody can do that.
And I can shoot lightning from my fingertips to accentuate a point or to scare bad guys.
Okay, that's pretty
thunder,
good trick.
But...
Anywho, thanks guys for having me on your little podcast.
Well, we really
it's not,
didn't.
A podcast, it's not a podcast. It's a radio show.
Where is the other guy? You know, the one who's a really bad actor?
He had diarrhea.
He's closer than you think.
Oh, that's too bad. Tell him I said, what's up?
Okay. So we'll hit him with that 1997
it's a new
wrinkle
to his personality. I haven't heard him do this.
Do you two in your ivory towers ever think about infrastructure?
George is the only one that has an ivory tower.
I don't have an ivory tower, but I do think about it.
Or are you too good for that?
He thinks he's too good for it.
You know what? Even if you're too good for that, I'm still fighting for you. I fight for everyone for better infrastructure worldwide. I'm an equal opportunity superhero, although I had to shut down my DEI superhero seminars, and that was nice pocket change for me.
Oh, yeah. Get on that DEI seminar bandwagon.
Hey, let me tell you a little secret. The life of a superhero is never dull. Last month, I was in Austin urging the Texas legislation to pass an historic bill. Unless you guys live under a rock, which you may... You probably heard this big news item.
At the state capitol today, the Senate unanimously approved a bill to improve water infrastructure in Texas.
With concerns growing over a future water shortage, one state lawmaker said it's the most important thing the state will do for the next 50 years. KVU's Daniel Perot is live at the state capitol tonight. Daniel, improving water infrastructure, a top priority for state leaders.
And thanks to yours truly, that bill was pushed through. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know about that bill. Is that the one where they're going to use recycled water?
Water demand in this state will exceed water supply by 2030, and that's not far away, so this is good news. Let's not get into the particulars.
Well, here's an idea. How about recycle the water you use for fracking instead of just... Why are we short of water?
Because of fracking?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, you're not, how much that uses.
You're not wrong, Corby, but I think this is something that maybe we discuss at another time.
Okay, all right.
This is just a drop in the bucket, though. This country is crumbling. Roads need help, ports need help, bridges need help. A nation is only as strong as its infrastructure. I think that was either Benjamin Franklin or Benjamin Button that said that, and they were right. Oh, boy, I'm tired.
Already?
Oh, gosh. Leading
why
statement.
Why are you tired?
Why are you tired?
Well, I just flew in from the left coast. I'm actually dating someone who lives in Hollywood.
You are?
You may have heard of her. She-Hulk? Female superhero?
Yeah.
We've been hanging out a little bit. although she's a bit rough for my liking. After every lovemaking session, she lifts me over her head and throws me 200 yards for some reason. So I've been making sure that we always make love near the ocean so that I've got a softer landing spot. But, you know, we really click. It takes a superhero to understand another one, I think.
This is all unnecessary information, isn't
it? She's the cousin of the Incredible Hulk. So I don't want him coming after me if I upset her, so I kind of let her do what she wants.
Sure.
Doesn't sound like she needs his help, though, to handle you.
Besides, I broke up with my last girlfriend, and she started writing songs about me.
No. I think I know where this is going.
No. I did not date Taylor Swift, although that is believable. I dated another famous singer, Saint Panther. You've probably heard of her.
No.
Yes, you've heard of her. Well, I dumped her. And then she wrote a song called Infrastructure and specifically took shots at me. Take a listen.
I'm a girl. I haven't practiced in a long time. So show me when I'm frustrated. Infrastructure got me on another plane.
Yeah, sure enough.
Can you believe that?
I'll be darned.
Can you
get even song?
I've got a lot in common with John Mayer because that reminded me of Dear John.
Infrastructure.
Anywho, what's up with that Luca trade?
He's going casual. Boy. Now he's in casual sports talk.
We've been talking about it for a while.
Was that crazy or what?
5 months. Yeah.
My PR guy says that I need to relate more to the average sports fan. I need to get my QR rating up.
Okay.
In the latest superhero fan rankings, I was 57th, right behind Black Canary and right ahead of the Shadow. And if I drop out of the top 75, I have to go back to Q school and try to earn my card back.
Oh, wow. Just like the PGA Tour.
So, man, are you guys as happy as I am about McCarthy leaving town or what?
Oh, my God. Just what?
Okay. That's probably enough sports talk for you guys.
Probably.
I got to go. And I'd like to leave you with something to chew on.
Okay.
Here you go. This is saltwater taffy that I picked up last night on the Santa Monica Pier.
Literally something to chew on.
After I swam back to shore after my girlfriend threw me into the Pacific.
Yeah, we heard about that.
I got to go. I'm catching a Southwest flight from Love to Hobby. I'm meeting with Houston officials today, including Akeem Olajuwon and CJ Stroud, about what to do with that old drawbridge, the Houston ship channel that's crumbling. So, infrastructure man.
He's
out.
A busy man. There he goes. Infrastructure.
Is Akeem really involved in that?
I doubt it. Seriously doubt it. Hey, wow, here comes
Craig.
Hey, I'm back. I feel much better. I don't know what that was. I think I had a bad taco or something.
But, what did you do in the bathroom?
I had to go number 3.
Yeah, but I'm Shaker Heart has diarrhea.
But I'm a lot better now. Did I miss anything?
You know, really, you didn't.
No, no, you didn't.
Okay,
you
good.
It's a darn thing.
Good. Thank you guys for handling the show.
Yeah, we filled in for you. We filled in.